So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlokes ulav Reb Yochanan regarding one who committed a transgression in which he is liable for two punishments, malchus u'mamon. According to Ula, mamon mishalem milkalo laki, he pays the mamon and is exempt from the malchus. According to Reb Yochanan, milkalo laki mamon lo mishalem, he gets malchus and is exempt from paying the mamon. The Gemara mentions two instances in which Reb Yochanan also agrees that mamon mishalem milkalo laki. Beferish ripsa teira chayvel b'chaveru l'tashlumen. In the case of one who wounded his friend, in which he is liable for both malchus because of lo yosef and mamon because of chayvel b'chaveru. However, the teira specifies that he is punished only with mamon, as the pasuk says, kasher asa ken yasa loy, and the next pasuk says, ken yinasin boy, which, being superfluous, teaches davash yesh bein nesina umayni umamon. In the case of two Edom who testified falsely on a claim of money, and two other Edom testified that the initial Edom are being untruthful because they were with them elsewhere at the time of the incident. The Edom Zayman are liable for Malchus because of Leisana Varecha Eitchaker, one is prohibited to make false testimony, and Mammon to compensate the Nitva defendant, as the Pasuk states, Vasisim Loikasha Zamam Lasis La'achiv. They are punished in the form in which they intended to harm the defendant. However, the Torah specifies that the Edom Zayman are punished with Mammon, as the Pasuk states, Vasisim loy kasha zamim lasis la'achiv. And the subsequent Pasuk adds, V'lay sachis enecha, yad biyad. You should not be compassionate, but rather punish them accordingly. The words yad biyad are superfluous and teach, Davar ha'nitin miyad liyad, u'mayni u'mammon. Reb Eliezer gives another reason that Edom Zayman are Mamon Mishalem Milkalo Laki. Mishom Delav Bnei Asroninu. They cannot get Malchus because they cannot be properly warned. And Rava explains why Asroah for Edom Zayman is not feasible. Abaye says that even if feasible, Edom Zayman do not require Hasra and are liable for a Oynish HaGuf without Hasra, because the Pasuk says, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zamim Lasis La'achiv. They are punished in the form in which they intended to harm the defendant. And since Inu Boyu Kotabloy Hasra, they intended to incriminate him through a false testimony in which he did not receive Hasra, they are also punished without Hasra. Rav Shesha Barita of Idi gives another source that Chayv B'Chaveri is Memoin Meshalem Milkalo Laki, because the Pasuk says, Im Yokum V'Salach Bachotz, Rak Shibta Yitim Rapi Rapi. Even where he was given Hasra, he only pays Mammon. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a contradiction in which our Mishnah rules that Chiyuv Akrisis are punished with Mammon, in this case Knas. And the Mishnah Masechta Makos rules that Chiyuv Akrisis are punished with Malchus. The Kasha was based on the assumption that the Mishnah follows the opinion of the Chachamim, that Einu Loika Mishalem, therefore cannot be both Malchus and Mammon. And the Gemara offered two explanations, those of Ula and Reb Yochanan. Rish Lakish now answers that the Mishnah actually follows the opinion of Reb Meir, Dama Loiko Mishalem, that one can receive both punishments of Malchus and Mammon. However, the Sefer, the subsequent Mishnah, rules that Chiyuv Mises Bezdin Einlem Knas, when the transgression is punishable through Mises Bezdin, he is exempt from the Knas, because Mesa Mishalem Lesle. Reb Meir agrees that one cannot receive both punishments in the case of Misa Umamon, because Reb Meir holds that Kim Le B'Diramine applies to Chiyuv Mises Bezdin, but does not apply to Chiyuv Akrisis or Malchus. The Gemara asks from a Braisa in which Reb Meir rules Mesa Mishalem, that one is punished with both Mises Bezdin and Mammon. V'atanya Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, if someone stole an animal and slaughtered it on Shabbos, or Ganav V'Tavach L'Avodah Zarah, he slaughtered the animal for Avodah Zarah, or Ganav Shor HaNiskol V'Tvachai, he stole an animal that was chayiv misa for killing a person. Mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha divrei Meir. Meir says that he is required to pay the owner four or five times the animal's value to compensate for the geneva and tvicha. Achacham paiten. Achacham disagree and say that it is exempt from tashlumen. Although when one slaughters an animal on Shabbos, he is chayiv misa bezdin for chilas Shabbos, Meir rules that he is also chayiv b'tashlumen. Apparently, Reb Meir holds Mesa Mishalem, that Kima B'Diramine does not apply to Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. The Gemara explains that the Brice is a case of B'Teveach Adi Achar. The animal was slaughtered through a Shliach, an agent of the Ganav. since the ganav is not liable for mises bez, and therefore mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Although we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, one is not liable for transgression through a shliach. However, the Gemara mentions three drashas, three teachings that a ganav is liable for tashlumi arba v'chamisha through the shchita of the shliach. This discussion continues in the next daf.